Hey y'all, welcome back to a whole new season of What's Happening with Carolina Chuck. If you haven't done it yet, please like and subscribe wherever you're listening to this. It may not mean much to you, but it means the world to me. I'm just a regular dude trying to get by in this podcast world. Today we're going to talk to an entrepreneur that's leading the way in revitalizing Clover, Mr. Justin McFalls. Grab me by the shirt and said, "Is she want some more?" And I said, "And this she is, swinging my hands, singing and dancing, saying you the man." And this she was, now I got her hooked, asking about the hotel.
I'm on to your butt.
You know what you need is some of that hysterical respect. Know what I mean?
We ain't one at a time in here. We're mass communicating.
Oh yeah, that's a powerful new force.
Mm-hmm. Take a leg, Junior.
Anyone else's on was the bathroom. That was done by my wife and our friend Ashley. That does tile.
So where did the idea for the cattle car come?
My partner Ian, his background is burger joints. That's like he's pizza joints and burger joints is all he's ever done. And he was an owner at Moo and Brew in Charlotte, very successful restaurant, and then he sold his share to his partners, and then him and John Hines opened up a Hoof and Barrel down in York, and okay. Then Ian sold his share with I think 6 or 8 months into that restaurant, and started doing. Started doing real estate instead, and then I've been begging him to open a restaurant in Charlotte or Clover for the past 8 years, and so about 2 or 3 years ago, or 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, he said, "Well, you find a building where we can put a restaurant," and he's like, "And I'll you buy it, and I'll open a restaurant."
Okay, so that's how that worked out.
That's how it worked out. Yeah.
Yeah. So when I when I first was like, I'm coming back down this way, I wanted to get into podcasts, and everybody was like, "You're the guy to talk to right away." Mm-hmm. So that was on my bucket list. So you own this, all these buildings right here?
I own six of them.
You own six of them?
Six of them on North Main Street.
How long you owned them?
Since 2023. Yeah.
Who'd you buy them from?
Well, four of them I bought from... the Warlicks, Lucy Warlick. I don't know the guy's first name. Might be Thomas Warlick. He's not a big fan of me. And then, and then this building that we're in, the two, where the bakery, and the vacant one that we use for storage, I bought it from Lucy Cathy. She grew up in Clover, and she lives in Anderson, South Carolina now.
So when you decided to buy them, you had big plans.
We were planning on doing a different type of restaurant, and the plans have changed quite a bit since we originally started. Me and Ian were going to open up a restaurant that was going to be more fine dining and steaks on the menu and like specialty dishes, and then. I came across this building, and it was bigger and more like open to what we wanted to do. Plus Brent was a really good buddy of mine at the Vault. So we wanted to be right next door to him. And this one has land attached to it in the back. So the whole fenced in area in the back is attached to this property. So then those other buildings, we can't really do a back patio because we're kind of landlocked on how far you can go out. So this one was like, all right, well, we're going to do this one. And then talk to Siler Chapman and Amber Chapman. And they decided to do two spaces to do King of Fire. So that was where we were originally going to do our restaurant. And then things fell through with the water tank. And then so we decided to open a burger joint. for the time being, until we open up the restaurant we really want to do.
Nice. Yeah, that was that's one thing I heard all about was the water tank too.
Yeah.
You got some fans and you got some not so fans on that.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think it's cool, man. I will, you know, you, like I said, I've never went somewhere to said I had to wait an hour to eat in Clover. I thought that was awesome. It sounds bad, but it's awesome. This is cool. We went up there for when you invited us up there. We had, dude, they had the best freaking sweet potato fries. Like, we're a connoisseur of the sweet potato fries.
Oh, yeah.
That blew me away.
Yeah.
I was training for a fight, so all I really had was a couple fries and a bite of my wife's burger and a salad, you know. So
right.
I'm ready to come back up there. I saw the Gamecock thing, and I'm like, I got to try that.
Oh, yeah, the Gamecock burger. Clemson fans are hating that.
Yeah, yeah. I like that. Everybody I work with at the dealership's Clemson all day, so I'm like, whatever.
You know? My partner Ian did that for me because he knows I'm a big Gamecock fan. So
that's
why he called it that. Because everybody's got a Carolina burger, so we call it the Gamecock burger.
I like that. I like that. I think they're going to do pretty dang good this year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They kind of fizzled out right there at the end, but I think with everybody coming back, it's going to be pretty good.
Yeah, it is.
So how did you end up – what made you buy all these buildings? Like, because you seem like you got big ambitions and really care about what happens to Clover when I talk to you. So did you know it was going to be what it is right now? Is this a part of the vision you have for it? Because things are popping downtown.
Yeah, it's definitely the vision. My wife's from Forest City, North Carolina, and we own some property, a couple houses up there. And we were renovating one of them. They have a beautiful downtown. They really decorated for Christmas. And they have some nice little restaurants on Main Street. And then they have apartments above the buildings. And when I first met her 15 years ago, that town was basically what Clover was a couple of years ago. Deserted, boarded up, nothing to it. And then we bought her grandparents' house from her parents. And then we kind of seen it coming around. Then we bought another house up there. And I was like, man, this is great. Why can't someone do this in Clover?
Mm-hmm.
And nice little restaurants, and you know, you can walk from each place. They got an old school arcade up there. And we had some property down in Myrtle Beach that we were doing Airbnbs, and I was getting burnt out doing them because I have a plumbing and HVAC company, and I'm like, why am I, you know, being a property manager for a place that's 4 hours away
and getting spread thin?
Yeah, we had a refrigerator go out one Saturday, and I had to drive down there and swap it out. And I was like, this is, you know, it's great money, but just the cleaners would kind of hold you hostage halfway through the season and try to charge you double to clean the house. And
dang.
And it was, I wanted to have something closer that I can control. And if something breaks, I'm 5 minutes away, I can come fix it. And then I was actually debating, you know, moving back to Charlotte because we lived in Charlotte for 10 years. And there's so many options for places to eat and stuff to do. And I just kept telling my wife, I'm like, there's nowhere to eat. Like, we don't even go out to eat because I don't want to drive. And she's like, well, I'm tired of you bitching about it. Why don't you just do something about it? And I'm like, all right, well, I got on LoopNet that night, and that building, the three-story building, was for sale.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, why has someone not bought this yet? So I called my broker. And then he contacted him, and he's like, you're not going to believe the price. And I'm like, is it ridiculous? He goes, no, it's like dirt cheap. And so he told me the price, and I'm like, well, let's buy it. And then we bought it 45 days later.
Dang, that's awesome, dude.
Yeah.
So what kind of things have you run into renovating this stuff? Anything cool?
That building, I think, it's changed hands so many times that people have gone through and got the good stuff out of it. But I mean, we've during excavation, because none of these places had plumbing inside of them, or any kind of plumbing that was up to code. So everything we do is all brand new. We found bones, we found old bottles, we found all kind of stuff, like old cigarette packs and tin cans,
But how old is this building?
This one that we're in, I think, was built in the 40s or 50s. But the other one that the cattle car is in was built in 1886.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. What are we over top of right now?
We're over KB Cakes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Bakery. Right. I remember the kids run upstairs when I did the podcast last time.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah, this is the secret hangout.
Yeah, this is pretty sharp, dude. This is pretty cool. So you said you got something planned for Halloween. I mean, you got any other big things you're working on after that?
No, we have a huge event that me, Janelle from Southern Willow, Paul Moody from Turnkey Builders, we're going to do something huge for Halloween. That, you know, be 100% paid for by us, and yeah. And then we're going to get some other local businesses involved, and but otherwise, you know, there's four council seats that are open.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be helping get the right people in the right places over the next couple of months.
Dude, you're doing a big time around here. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and that's why I need help with having the right people.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I talked to a couple of the city guys. My wife's she's looking like she might go work for the town at town hall.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it'd be kind of cool. You know, cause I'm trying to sell as many cars as possible, so I want to get involved in the town as well. Because like when I was up north, this is why I kind of do this and why I wanted to talk with you is I got, you know, I didn't have the money and everything, but I was involved in that community up there. Like I was getting invited to come to all the charity events to, you know, I was kind of got like a celebrity status up there. And I was, and it kind of made me more homesick. Like I'm meeting all these people and I was like, man, you know, then the hurricane came through here and everything. And I was like, I definitely got to get back home. Cause I feel like I want to be doing this for the home team.
You know? Right. Yeah.
And, you know, after my father-in-law passed away, we were like, yeah, we're coming back. So, and when I came back and saw the hat, dude, the Make Clover Great Again, I was like,
yeah,
that's I'm on board. You know, I was like, this is, I mean, I could do my thing with the podcasting and selling cars, you know, and, you know, taking care of people that way. But dude, this is a big thing you got going on around here, and you made a pretty good name for yourself, you know, doing it.
Yeah.
So how involved are you in the restaurant over there?
Well, I mean, I built it and designed it as far as the aesthetics of it. And then I own a plumbing HVAC company, so we did the plumbing, the HVAC.
Yeah.
All my subs did everything else. But, you know, I was originally supposed to be just involved in the startup, just meeting people and being there for the opening. And,
yeah.
But our front of house manager decided to quit the first Saturday that we were open. So,
that's impolite.
Yeah, I figured out. I had to figure out how to help them run front of house pretty quickly.
Nice.
So I was pretty involved at first, and then now they're really trying to get to where the place isn't dependent on me being there, because that was never really the plan.
Mm-hmm.
And I have some other things that I need to get back to.
Yeah, so with the plumbing, how long have you, I mean, where did all this start? I mean, right after high school. What year did you graduate?
I didn't graduate high school. So I left in the ninth grade. Started plumbing at Price Brothers.
That's a big line there. And,
yeah.
Didn't graduate. That's pretty cool.
And go ahead. And then started, you know, worked over there for a while, and then I got kind of tired of doing the track houses because it's the same thing over and over. Mm-hmm. So then I went to work for Drew Stewart at Service Plumbing, and they did these mansions, and I did that for a while doing new construction, and I realized it's just the same track house, but just
bigger.
Yeah.
I did custom stairs for a long time.
Yeah.
And I started in custom, and then I went to the track house for Summit, and it went from building the nicest stairs possible to the cheapest. And
right.
And it's really all the same.
Yeah, it is. And then I got into service work. My helper at the time had went and worked for this service company, and I passed him on the road one day, and he's like, "Man, come to work here." And I was like, "All right, I'm looking for a change anyway." So I went to work there doing service work and service plumbing work, and that's when the crash happened, the 2007-2008.
Oh, yeah.
So then most of the people I work with got laid off because they weren't building houses right. anymore. So the timing was perfect. And then I did that, went and worked for a buddy of mine, William Reardon, doing Lowe's installs for plumbing. And then I went back to that company, and I met my wife, and she was a nurse. We had our son, and then we had our son. She was working 3 days a week, and I told him, I was like, "Hey, man, there's like 3 days a week I need to be home by 6 o'clock so I can relieve her 5:30. I said, "I'll work every other day, 7 days a week, late, whatever." And we were all commission-based, so then they started, and I was their number one salesman at the time, and then they started messing with where I went and what type of calls I got. And so I took a job down in Rock Hill, and I worked there for about a week and realized that it was worse than where I came from. So then I just quit, went home, put an ad on Craigslist for offering plumbing services, and I had a van already at the time because I was doing side work, and just went from there and started picking up jobs off Craigslist. And then I, so that was in 2012, 2013, and then, 2012, and then just kind of grew it from there. I'd make a little money, and then I'd get a website, make a little money, get a wrap, and then start adding employees, and now we're, I think we got 28 employees now.
Dang. I did not know I was going to get such a good story.
Yeah.
That's pretty deep, dude. That's pretty deep. You started at the bottom. That's awesome. That's and then what? How did you get from plumbing to, you know, getting into Airbnbs and stuff? I mean, that was just something you're like.
Real estate, we kind of got into by accident, I guess. My grandpa had a little park model camper in Pirate Land Campground, and I always loved going there. I didn't really take many vacations as a child, and then he got it later on in life, and I used to take my little boys there because I couldn't really afford to go anywhere else, and because I had three kids, and my first kid at 14, and that's why I didn't finish high school.
My man.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so then I made a little money and I bought a place for like $8,000, and then I renovated it and sold it for $50,000. And then we went over to Ocean Lakes and started buying properties over there, fixing them up and selling them. And then we ended up having, you know, several of them. And then we bought her grandparents' house, and then just, we've just been buying houses and property ever since.
Shoot. How many kids you got?
Five
altogether?
Mm-hmm. All boys.
All boys. Yeah. Dang, I got four, and it was three girls and then a boy. So I had my oldest daughter right at the end of my 12th grade year. So I was like 18. She's 20 now. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. And then I got a daughter in high school with my wife. And another daughter in middle school, and my son goes to Lauren over there. But yeah, that's a pile of them.
Oh yeah,
all boys. Dude,
yeah,
that's wild.
Yeah, and then I have a 8-month-old grandson.
Another boy.
Yeah.
Dang, dude. So, how do you like the restaurant? I mean, how does that going with so much attention that you're getting on this stuff?
I love it. I love the restaurant. I like. I didn't grow up being very social, but I'm very social now. I like talking to people. I like knowing people. I like helping people. So it's just, you know, just.
It's like getting to serve it. Like you getting to serve some people.
Yeah, yeah. Like, and then I mean, we got 45 employees over there. So there's
45.
45. Yeah. So typically when you open a new restaurant or a new business, you hire a lot of people because you're going to lose 25% of them in the first month or so.
Right.
We've only lost one, and that was the manager. So, you know, everybody we started with, we still have.
Nice. That's an incredible number there, dude. Yeah. So what's up with closing on Tuesday?
Goes back to us, losing that manager and us having to work so much.
Mm-hmm.
We were just killing ourselves.
Yeah.
To the point to where we just needed a break, because I was working 7 days, Ian was working 7 days, Joy was working 7 days, and then it was getting to the point to where my wife was having to come in and help the hostess, you know, just kind of court, because there was,
right,
like you said, the wait and then the people, and then we had these, you know, big parties, you know, it'd be 6, 8, 10, 12 people.
Mm-hmm.
They all want to sit together, and you're counting on a 15 and 16 year old to coordinate, you know, how to make all this happen in just a couple hours.
Dang. Yeah. Cause I thought it was something like that. But what's awesome is you're open on Mondays. There's nowhere to eat unless we go to the Mexican restaurant, which I love.
But yeah, we did that intentionally.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah.
I was like, man, there's nowhere to freaking eat on Mondays.
Well, we'll be back to 7 days in a couple weeks.
Oh, well, perfect, because my day off is Tuesday today. So Monday is like my Friday night, you know, so now I got somewhere to go.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
But, dude, so are all the buildings filled now?
Yes, they are. Well, except for one, but we have a lot of people that want it, but I'm just not ready to give it up yet.
You own it.
Mm-hmm.
What do you got in mind for putting out there? What kind of business you're looking for?
I don't know. You know, we'd like to do a big restaurant, but then there's the parking situation up here, because like King of Fire will be opening soon, and he wanted to open sooner, but I convinced him to wait until the back parking lot's open,
right,
before he officially opens. We'll have him done before the parking lot's finished, but as far as opening for service, it'll be after the parking lot's done.
Now, what's the King of Fire going to look like? Is it just going to be like a restaurant? I know he had a food truck, correct?
Yeah, he's got 8 food trucks.
Dang.
Yeah. And then he's got a brick and mortar store uptown Charlotte.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So is it going to be like a bar too, kind of?
His bar is 3 times the size of ours.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Dang.
Yeah, and then he's got a whole section where his wood-fired pizza oven is going to be, to where they're going to be prepping, making the pizzas, sliding them in the oven, and then he's got a whole bar all the way around that so you can watch the whole process.
That sounds pretty awesome. When I was up north, bro, I was like a freaking pizza connoisseur. There wasn't much else to eat, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm not real familiar with all the Italian food, so I'm like, all right, I'll just get pizza, you know. But I felt like I had some gourmet pizza, you know, up there.
It right.
was different from what I was used to.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty excited. I haven't managed to get to his truck. Everybody's like, you got to hit this truck and check him out. And I'm so busy, dude. I don't, you know, as soon as I get done with work, I'm at home on the couch, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm going to check that out, too. How's KB Cakes doing?
Oh, she's doing fantastic. She's doing great, you know. She's doing more work to her place and trying to improve it and trying to make things look better.
Yeah, they're crushing, dude. I'm telling you, they got a pretty big thing going on.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she's very talented.
Do you know the folks over at the new ice cream place too?
Yeah, I met them. I don't know them personally, but I met them. We went to their grand opening. Me and Carly and Bryant went to their grand opening, and they seemed to be really nice people, and they did a fantastic job with that place.
Yeah, and I mean, Clover needed some ice cream, you know what I mean? Like, they needed something like that. I've heard there's another ice cream store around here?
Yeah, Carolina Chocolate Factory.
Oh, really? Yeah. I wasn't familiar with that. But actually, we were planning on going there this evening and getting something after all this is done. But so, Carolina Panthers.
Right.
Did awful last year, which is okay. But they have gotten me on TikTok, and they have hyped up this season like crazy.
Well, they had a strong finish last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think they're going to be great. I'm going to the game Friday, so I think they're going to be fantastic.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. I managed to take my son to a game last year. We went and seen the Tampa Bay game. I think it was the second one where they went into overtime, I believe. But that was really cool. He got into it. Never been to a pro game. My guy was standing there screaming the whole time. It was awesome. It's like, I'm going to take you to a Gamecock game this year, too. I think we're going to go to – I'm looking at going to maybe the Oklahoma game and checking that out. Because, you know, one of my good friends is a huge Texas fan, so I've been rooting against Oklahoma for a long time, so I think it'll be a good one to go to. It's in the middle of October, so
yeah,
I think it'd be pretty cool. But, yeah, so we got new city council members getting ready to get voted for. When is that coming up?
November 4th, I believe, November 4th and November 6th. But registration starts this Thursday. So
this Thursday. And there's four, and it's for every seat.
There's four seats that are open. I'm not sure who's rerunning or who's not, but, you know, Brittany Farr just resigned. So that's the fourth seat. But there's only six or seven total, counting the mayor.
Yeah.
So it's going to be the majority of the council.
Who decorated this room up here?
I did.
You did?
Yeah.
Dude, you hit me with the whole non-hunting thing. I was like, come on. This is incredible.
Yeah.
So you never went hunting? You've never been into it?
No, I've never been into it.
Really? You go fishing?
Yeah, we go fishing.
You go fishing?
Every year we go down to the Keys.
My man, dude, you got it made.
Yeah, Alamorada, Florida.
But you busted your ass, yeah. Though. Like, holy crap, that's a great story. That's pretty cool. Yeah, dude, so when I was up north again, they had all these lakes. Like, I'm right there on the St. Lawrence. They had the most beautiful waterways up there. I never went fishing. I mean, I went fishing a couple times, but, like, it is supposed to be, like, the best fishing ever.
Right.
And, they do the Bassmasters and stuff up there. Like, I feel terrible that I didn't go. I need to get back into fishing. Like, that's one good thing that I can get into for sure. Because hunting is – I like hunting, too, but, golly, that's a whole heck of a lot of stuff to get into.
Yeah. You know,
finding somewhere to go, then dealing with all that. I ain't got time for that unless it was easy. But
right.
But on Halloween, did you want to talk about that event?
Yeah.
At all?
Well, I mean, we're still putting everything together and kind of getting ideas and figuring out our budget and where the money's going to come from and how much of it we're going to have to pay for. So.
Yeah, but ideally, you're going to have a Ferris wheel and stuff out there.
Yeah.
Oh, man, like a legit one, because you said that one cost some money.
Yeah.
And you're going to do it up. You said DJs and all that, big Halloween
party. Yeah, there'd be a – there's a 60-foot Ferris wheel that we really want, but it's real expensive. But I think we may be able to get it covered. And then if we charge $5 a ride, then it may work out to where we can get the big one, but I it's just so big. I want it to take over all of Main Street.
Wow.
And then we're going to have a DJ, that's going to be playing Halloween songs. We'll have a little dance floor right in front of him. Boyd's was gracious enough to, allow us to do it most of it in their parking lot. Then we'll have a cotton candy stand, a popcorn stand. King of Fire Pizza will be up here on the corner of Gwynn and North Main Street, where the old bank drive-thru is.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll be set up there. And then we'll have other local businesses set up with just their tents, with their branding, and they'll be giving out candy and different prizes. We're going to do a costume contest. We're going to do a dog costume contest, or cat, whatever. And yeah. Then... we're gonna have a pumpkin carving contest. So it's not gonna be you come up here and do it and carve it. You just do it whenever during the week and bring it up there.
And
then we'll have prizes for all that. And then hoping that you guys can help us out with getting a Mahindra to do a hayride, you know, for the kids around the block or something. I don't know if it was Zach or where Bo had mentioned take them through the cemetery. That would
wow,
you know, it's just right here, down Gwynn Street, so it'd be perfect.
Yeah, dang, dude, that'd be horrifying. No, that'd be great, but yeah, dude. So look, we'll catch up again later. We're gonna cut it off right here, unless you got something else you wanted to say.
No, all good.
But I appreciate you, dude. This is gonna be it's gonna be a pretty good thing, dude. I like this area. We're gonna have to turn it to a podcast studio or something. I'm gonna rent it out from
here. Everybody uses it.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. Well, I appreciate you.
Late night on a vacay, it's beat, so I'm heading to the room. A Nelly playing in the background, not a voice to give it till two. We pick the spot with the crowd, we grab a few drinks and we hit the floor. A shorty popped up, grabbed me by the shirt and said, "Is she want some more?" And I said, "And this she is, swinging my hands, singing and dancing, singing.